It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Do we have a spicy Jerry Dulac chat at postgazette.com today? Limits. Top of the hour of Rich Cimini. Which he's ESPN, correct?
Correct.
Covers the Jets?
Yes.
It's going to say which outlet. We just had him on 2 weeks ago. I want to hear about Mike Williams. I want the Mike Williams story from what went on in New York. What's true, what's not. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The Injury Report, brought to you by Shendrovich, Shendrovich & Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet, at least according to Dulac. Zach Fraser should be ready to go. You might have to wait on Herbig, though. Might have to wait till the Ravens game. That's the latest I've got for you there. But let's take a deep dive into this thing. You have your snorkeling outfit on?
I'm ready.
Limits? While you eat your pizza? What kind are you eating now? Plain?
That's correct.
Slice on Broadway, really good. Ron used to just blatantly eat meals on the air, especially when we were on location. Did you ever hear that? Were you ever listening when he was eating?
Yeah, and I remember him doing that in the studio when I would work shows with you guys.
There seemed to be a disconnect between the idea that he was live on the air with a microphone. The irony is when he was supposed to talk at other times, his microphone was off. When he was supposed to have it off so he could eat, it was on. Does that make any sense?
It makes complete sense. But yes, it happened all the time occasionally.
Those are two different things, all the time and occasionally.
I know.
Did you mean to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Jerry Dulac on Troy Fatanu. Says Sal, happy Wednesday, Jerry. Is there a real possibility Fatanu returns this season? I see you're intrigued, Limits. You just perked up there. Jerry says not for the regular season, but they have their fingers crossed he could possibly return for the postseason. I don't know if that's realistic. I'll take that for now. Fingers crossed for the postseason.
I wonder if they would put him in for Broderick Jones in the playoffs.
Man, it's a good question.
That's what they did, I mean, early on in the season.
I don't know. He'd have to play in the regular season. You can't just throw him into a game. I don't think.
You would think not as a rookie.
Huh?
You would think not as a rookie.
Well,
but,
not as a rookie coming off a six-month injury.
But they clearly believe in him.
Oh, yeah.
Significantly more than they do in Broderick Jones, I think.
There's no doubt. And in a related question, it's George in Washington. He got hit with a George in Washington here. Jerry, if Broderick Jones stinks at right tackle, who's to say that moving him to left tackle next year makes him better? Jerry says because he's more comfortable on the left side? Double question mark. And that leads to a third little treat from Tom M. I know it wasn't the plan, but should the Steelers plan to re-sign Dan Moore? At this point, says Tom, Jones may only be suited as the backup swing tackle next year. Conversely, should Jones be handed the starting left tackle position based on his draft position? Jerry, I believe referring to the idea of signing Moore, said it's not a far-fetched thought. What do you make of the idea, Wonder Twin, of bringing back Fatanu, moving him into James Daniels' position at guard, keeping Jones at right tackle and signing Dan Moore? Has that become more viable? It has in Jerry's mind, I think.
Not in my mind. I would much rather have Broderick Jones be the left tackle, Fatanu be the right tackle, basically like nothing happened, McCormick at right guard.
Why?
Frazier at center.
Why?
Well, one, I don't want to pay Dan Moore what he's going to be commanding. I just don't. I mean, the body of work, I mean, I know it's better this
Doesn't
year.
Doesn't Broderick Jones scare you at left tackle?
He scares me at right tackle, but he's
scares
still playing
me at
out
any
of position.
Tackle.
I think he will be better at left. The more natural position that he knows.
Maybe. You might be right about
and,
that.
And, I mean, Dan Moore, we know he can't play right, so he's strictly just a left tackle, and I don't think the Steelers want to pony up that money for him. I mean, they're not commanding a lot of money on offense to anybody. They're going to have to pay a quarterback. Probably should pay a wide receiver in the offseason. But no, I would still not give Dan Moore significant money.
You make sense there, I think. The one thing that doesn't make sense to me is when people recoil at the idea of Fatanu at guard. Well, you didn't draft him to be a guard. Well, who cares? You drafted Alan Faneca to be a guard. You drafted David DeCastro to be a guard. If he's a really good guard, that's important too. You know?
Yeah, but
I wouldn't have any problem with that.
I think he could be a really good tackle, though. So I would not want to move him to guard. More tackles are more important.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Against Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, and the likes of those guys compared to the interior guys?
They seem to be overcoming below the line play to put up 400 yards every week with Broderick Jones at right tackle. So it's not like having a subpar tackle is going to kill you.
But you think guard is more important than tackle?
I think it can be just as important. There's a lot of interior pass rushers, too. Look at Dexter Lawrence from last weekend.
Yeah, but not as many as there are outside pass rushers.
You're probably right. Yeah, it's probably a more valuable position. That's why they make more money. But if the idea is to put your best line on the field, I don't think it's a failure of a draft pick if you move Fatanu to guard. Let me put it that way.
Not a failure, no. Especially if he can be productive there. But, I mean, you think of just names off the top of your head, like Parsons, Bosa, both Bosas, Khalil Mack. I mean, it's a lot harder to think of interior guys other than Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, Aaron Donald before he retired, Cam Hayward. The list is a lot shorter than the outside.
Right.
I mean, that's why quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher is considered like the three biggest wants and needs for a team.
And you want to put Broderick Jones at left tackle.
Because I think he'll be better there than at right. I mean, he can't be much worse at right.
All right, Limits. I think it's a good option myself. Dr. Kornfetter weighs in.
Oh, how about that?
How about this? Spelled corn and then F-E-D-D-E-R, Dr. Kornfetter. Hello, Mr. Dulac. Proposed Najee extension. Listen to this. 3 years, $24 million. Who says no, Najee or the Steelers? How do you think Dulac answered that?
The Steelers.
He does say that.
$8 million a year for a running back. Wasn't that the fifth year option, $8 million?
Yeah, but look what's happened since.
Well, I know, and I was somebody who would have given Najee Harris the fifth-year option.
Well,
why
wouldn't you give him $8 million now? Well, or would you?
No, I would, but I don't think the Steelers would. I would try to get that number down closer to 7. I feel a lot more comfortable with $7 million for a running back than 8. But, I mean, 8 is right around the DeAndre Swift territory, Ramondre Stevenson. I think Najee's as good, if not better, than those guys.
I think 3 years, $24 million is an absolute bargain. I would do that in a second. And I would sign Warren. They'd be making less than Larry Ogunjobi to underachieve on the defensive line.
How about that?
Here's the thing, though. Dr. Kornfetter says 3 years, $24 million extension for Najee. Who says no? Jerry says the Steelers. But then Uncle T weighs in and says, can you rank the trades at the deadline? And what do you think the odds of signing Najee are after the season? Jerry says he likes the deals for depth. And I have always believed they will sign Najee after the season so long as he wants to stay here. Well, not at $8 million.
He's always thought that they'd bring him back despite declining the option.
So have I. I've told you that.
I've been a lot more hesitant on that. I think he'd rather test the market and go somewhere else. I think he is just
Where do you get big money as a running back? And where are you going to be valued more than you are here?
Well, I mean, he got his option declined. How valued is he here?
They wanted to wait to see how he fit in Arthur Smith's offense. He seems to fit pretty well.
Clearly, they didn't believe enough in him to have that belief and why they wanted to wait for him to succeed in this offense.
Yes, that's clear.
I mean, I could see an organization like Jacksonville or like Denver giving him a bunch of money.
What's a bunch of money?
Probably 9, 8, 9.
3 years, 24. Hold on a second here. Give me a call at 412-928-9370. If I told you right now the Steelers could have Najee on a 3-year deal for $24 million, what would you say? Call City Limits and we'll talk in a minute here. You say no to that. You wouldn't do that.
I said I would do that. I said I don't think the Steelers would do that.
Oh. I would say you'd try to get it closer to seven.
Well, I would.
Well,
but
so would I. But
ultimately, I think I would take that deal.
So would I. He looks like a different player. Completely different player. Now that he's in a somewhat sophisticated offense where defenses have to respect the fact that they can go down the field on you.
Now, the thing about Najee Harris compared to previous seasons is, you know, I think Russell Wilson definitely has helped over the last couple of weeks. Same thing with Justin Fields. I mean, Fields has helped in the running game to be able to make it a little bit more than just a one-dimensional offense. Comparing that to, I mean, he's not Barkley. He's not McCaffrey. Nobody's saying that he is. He's not a top five, top six, seven, eight running back. He's more in the 9, 10, 11 category. Is that somebody that you'd pay $8 million to?
Yes.
I think it's a realistic question. I would, but...
I mean, who's the best running back in the league? Derrick Henry right now?
Yeah.
Barkley?
He got, what, $8 million a year?
He was getting up there, and he was coming off, you know, sort of a limited action situation, and they gave him $8 million. The highest paid guy is McCaffrey at $19 million a year. Then Jonathan Taylor at $14 million, Saquon at $12.5 million. God bless me. The other two $12 million running backs are Kamara and Jacobs. And I think those two teams probably feel like they made mistakes at $12 million. A lot of people feel like they make mistakes with running backs because they're running backs. But at $8 million, you know, it's not exactly going to bankrupt the franchise or ruin your salary cap, even if Najee weren't to turn out, like if he got hurt. Yeah, you're right. That's DeAndre Swift money. 3 years, $24 million, $15 million guaranteed. To me, it's so reasonable. And I'm like, I bet all of you out there, unless you're lying, that you've been up and down with Najee in his career, including this season. Do you remember all of us after the Indy game where he was averaging 3.3 yards a carry up to that point in the season? That wasn't that long ago, which is what Trent Richardson averaged his last year in the league. Cordero Patterson looked like Jim Brown in the same game compared to Najee at Indy. And then all of a sudden, Najee's taken off. All of a sudden, he's ripping off the kinds of runs he's never done in his career here. Limits, 3 years, $24 million, that's DeAndre Swift money. It's barely above Tony Pollard money and Aaron Jones money. James Conner was 3 years for $21 million, by the way.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, if Najee thinks he can go out on the open market and get Kamara or Barkley money, God bless him. And if he can, you say goodbye. I'd say to him, we really want you. Here's our offer. But if you want to go out on the market, can you give us a chance to match it? And like I said yesterday, when Najee did his first media gathering, you know, several weeks after they didn't come forth with the 50-year option, he didn't have to say, I really like it here. I like Mike. I like Art. I like Omar. I want to stay. I have never known in his public appearances Najee to not say what's on his mind. And I'm not saying he would have come out and shredded those guys, but he certainly didn't come out and say, I still want to be here. And Jerry Dulac has thought all along that he will be here. I'm on Team Dulac here. I am. And if I could have Najee for 3-24, I would sign that in blood today, right now. Does anybody disagree with that? Jerry says the Steelers wouldn't. Let's go to the lines limits. Who do we got?
Let's go to Steve in Pittsburgh.
Steve, what's up?
Honestly, I think they wanted to see what he'd get. You got to understand the play calling we had. We had a horrible play call in the last couple years, and he still put up 1,000 every year.
Would you do it? 3 years, 24?
In a heartbeat.
Me too.
He's
in a heartbeat.
He's definitely worth it. He gave you 1,000 his first three. But with a new system, you got to see.
My God, are you on a racetrack?
Yeah, that was unnecessary. Somebody blew past me in a Dodger.
Well, you don't respond to that. Don't chase them. I'd be tempted to go chase them now. That's a bad move.
Nah, I really think it's worth it. But you got to remember, even though they fired Matt Canada, they were still calling from his playbook.
Right. I mean, this is a whole different Najee.
Exactly. And listen, even with horrible play calling, he still put up 1,000.
I know, but he was never overly impressive to me, but I'm starting to think that a lot of that was the scheme and the quarterback. The scheme and the quarterback.
Right, y'all caught what it is. He's a bruiser. You got to keep feeding for him to get started.
Exactly. Next.
Let's go over to Jake in the South Hills.
Limits, did you hear that guy speeding behind our friend there?
I think it's hard to miss.
Yeah, that was frightening. Who's on the line?
This is Jake in the South Hills.
Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. I don't think the money scares me as much as the Najee's makeup is one where, like, all of a sudden he falls off a cliff and he can't even make it to the line of scrimmage. I'd go, I think, 2 years at 9 each year with a third-year option,
mm-hmm.
so that if that production just falls to the craters,
okay.
And I got to
okay.
say too.
See,
I got to say too.
Yeah,
Jalen Warren. Is a tremendous back. The guy from the Giants gashed us. He's a fifth round converted wide receiver. I mean, yeah,
I know.
At the right price, sure, but there are other guys out there. I'm not anti-Najee.
No, there's no doubt.
I don't think it'd be the worst thing if he didn't sign. But I'd be more worried about the length of the contract than the number.
I hear you.
Given his running style.
And, we've talked about it on this show and everybody does around the league that running backs really are in abundance out there. We appreciate it. One more limits and then we'll get to Rich Cimini.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Brookline.
Hi, Joe in Brookline.
Hey, Joe. How are you, my friend?
Good. What's up?
None. Everybody tends to forget about Joe Mixon when he left Cincinnati, but that was a bad giveaway, man. They gave him away to the Texans and they shouldn't have. And he reminds me, Najee kind of reminds me of the way he is now. Like, he got in a better system, and he can run better, and it's proven. Joe Burrow is a good quarterback, but the system that he's in, they're doing much better things with Mixon. Now, you can see with the quarterback, Najee can run the ball, and then it can make, the first ball.
He's breaking up limits for some reason, but I got the point there. Mixon signed for what? 9.8 per season. That's a pretty hefty contract, but it was only, I think it was a 2-year deal at 9.8 per season. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.